Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And go for it.
And welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Heckin' Weird Adventures. I am one half of the Weird Adventure team, the one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, aka your messiah of anime, the Call Me Big Oos, the one and only Big Heck. And with me, as always, and it feels so good to be back on the mic on a weekly basis, is the one, the only, El Chocolate Caliente, Mr. Mocha Chocolate, Way Two Pods, and the man goes by a plethora of other names, my good brother, Wade Ellison.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? I was going to keep it short for 2021. You know, I had threw a lot of the nicknames out here. I was just going by your friendly neighborhood podcaster. That's basically what I'm going to be. You know, I'm on my big Spider-Man Miles kick right now, so just been rocking with it, you know?
Speaking of that, I did send you, let me see here. I have sent you earlier my Amazon wish list because there was something that I had in there that I wanted you to check out. So, being that you're on your Spider-Man Miles Morales kick right now, did you know that there is a Marvel Avengers massage gaming chair?
Say less.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the link.
Okay.
Because I think this is just something that's incredibly awesome and something that might interest you. And here we go.
Let's see what this is. This is live on air, guys. So we're just going to be, you know, checking things out. This is going to be just a little fun episode. Let me see this share real quick. But Big Heck, what you been up to? But you know what? I might have to order this. This is going to be something I have to order. Yes, it will be in the home very soon. Have no issues with it. Definitely going to be purchasing when I return back to Jersey very, very soon because I am still in Florida right now. Just, you know, being safe, staying out of trouble, quarantining, hanging out with one half of the Scream Queens. By the way, shout out to the Scream Queens again. You know where to find them, guys. We've had them on the show, and Jess has been doing a wonderful job filling in. But you know, Big Heck saying he's coming back. I don't know if Jess will be on the show. Maybe we'll do like a three person team for a little bit. See how that plays out. We'll see what's going on the next couple of weeks. We're playing each episode ear by ear. So, Heck, let's start with you. Any pickups this week?
No pickups. Although, you on our page, you went ahead and you posted there was concept art for the new Demon Slayer Funko Pops. Now, I have been a good boy. I have not gotten Funko Pop splurging. I may have to splurge for these.
I'm proud of you. But you know what?
I may have to bite the bullet.
You may have to, and I'm completely fine with that, brother. I dig it. I am fully in support of you coming back to the podcast around. I mean, the pop realm a little bit and jumping back in, because Lord knows. Ooh, boy, have I got some pickups.
Uh-oh. What have you been getting into down there?
Well, on top of the cool Christmas gifts I got, you know, because I got quite a few. I got a Marvel crock pot. I got a Marvel ramen bowl so I can, you know, have my lavish soups with chopsticks and stuff. Nice. I was also able to get, let's see what else, a dog collar for, now I know it sounds weird. You're like, whoa, wait, hold on. Why are you getting a dog collar?
Word.
there will be a furry addition to the Wade compound very soon. So stay tuned for that. That's coming very soon.
Oh, no way.
Yes, yes, yes. It will. It's been talked about for, you know, the rumors are speculating there will be a furry little one in the home. So that's going to be happening this year. Let's see. What else did I pick up? What else did I pick up? Oh, I got this cool ceiling thing. Shout out to Teddy. Shout out to good brother Teddy. He recommended it. It was pretty cool. It's like one of those lights that put the ceiling fan, like you put it up and it like shows the galaxy and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. I think Boogie Gargano would definitely get a kick out of it, and it'd be cool to have in the room. Even Boo Boo Balor might get a kick out of it because it's really relaxing. I'm telling you, the minute you put it on and lay back, out.
Nice. Gone.
I was also able to get and see, this is what we talk about on air sometimes. It pisses me off because I just find these things out that I have to share them with Heck. I thought there were only going to be 3 Miles Morales pops for the Jesus for the Miles Morales video game, which came out a couple months ago. Come to find out, there are officially 9 pops. 9. There's Miles in his in his costume for the game. There's his alternate suit, which he gets later on down the game. I love the suit. It's one of my favorite suits. There's a chase where he has the Venom punch or Venom blast. And there's a chase with or without the mask. So you got to pay attention to those. Also, there is one where he's in his winter gear, which is something that happens in the game. Miles is wearing a Scully. He's got a Scully on in his Spider-Man costume. You could, I'm going to send you the link to the pops, but you got to see these. They're killing me, man. They're killing me with these pops. It's the winter one. It's a Hot Topic exclusive. It's him in a Scully with a scarf around his neck. He's got long socks on, and I want to say Chucks. He's wearing Chucks or some type of sneaker.
It wouldn't be the retro ones.
No, because fun fact, they didn't use the retro ones in the game, which I thought they would have, you know, just because it's Miles and it kind of connects. They Adidas and I posted on our page a while ago, Adidas and the Insomniac did a deal with it, and they did a custom Adidas shoe for Miles. And you can see it throughout the game whenever he's just in his regular, you know, civilian clothes.
Right.
Also, there's a Prowler Miles pop where he's wearing the Prowler colors. There's a Sonic suit. There is a Iron Spider-ish type suit. There's a alternate colored suit. There's multiple. There's one with the hood that's kind of cool. It's got the cowl thing on it. I like the pop version, but I don't like the how it looks in game. It looks kind of funky to me.
Okay.
And then there's one where he's got like an alternate colored suit with yellow eyes. I don't know which suit that is, but you know, it is what it is. I know the Hot Topic one is the one with the Scully. I believe the one where he's in the cowl is a Box Lunch exclusive, which I've told you on air, we've discussed this numerous times. I feel even though Box Lunch and Hot Topic are connected, it's very easy to get the Box Lunch ones more than it is the Hot Topic ones.
Oh yeah, that's a given.
Easy to get.
It's way easier.
Mm-hmm. The Miles pop with the Scully is actually up for pre-order right now, and thanks to the fam bam, I was able to get a lovely, lovely gift card, and I used it to purchase that pop. Yeesh. Also, heck, I don't know if you know, but issue number 7 of Dark Knight's Death Metal, believe me, I got a lot of pickups. This is usually what happens when we're on there and we talk about this. Dark Knight's Death Metal I picked up.
Okay.
Number 7, the final issue, and it's going to be crazy, man. I can't wait till you read it. I started it, and it was already kicking off with a bang. There's a lot of events going on. I don't know if you've seen Metal or read it. I know you read the first issue. I don't know if you're still keeping up with it.
I haven't had the chance only because with now that Big Heck is back in school, I'm honestly focusing a lot more time with just schoolwork, and then whenever I do get a chance, I'll dip back into like either some of the comics if I can find one that has piqued my interest at that point, or
tickles your fancies.
Yeah. Or I try to get a little bit of gaming back in, which I did get to do. I did get to do a little bit of gaming. Not on PlayStation, though. I got to do some gaming on the Switch.
Oh, what have you been playing on the Switch, bro? Share. I mean, I've been playing the Switch lately with Jess and her awesome roommate Hunter. We played Mario Party for the first time. Well, I played for the first time on the Switch, and I loved it. It got me hooked, damn it. And I'm kind of like,
it's addictive.
Bro, there's one game called Slapperazzi. I don't know if you played it. You know what game I'm talking about, right? Because you slap them with their arc. Dude, it is one of the funnest games ever. I love that game. But yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, continue.
No, Boogie Styles has it. We don't play that one that much. So with... actually got announced in December, and the character became playable towards the end of the month. For Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the 78th character was announced, and it was Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
So, I had a gift card, like, you know, just like the vanilla Visa gift cards. So I went on the Nintendo shop and I bought a couple of characters for Smash Brothers for her. I got her Terry Bogard from King of Fighters or Final Fight, however you want to choose her, or from Fatal Fury. That's what he's really known for. Not Final Fight, it's Fatal Fury. Mm-hmm. So I got her Terry Bogard, and then I downloaded Sephiroth for her. Dude, and Sephiroth is an absolute game breaker. Like, if you think you had a hard time going up against like Simon and Richter and players like that, forget it. He is like OD, like breakable. Like, the game is so broken when you get to use him. And it's just because of that long ass sword he has. But even with Sephiroth being available, I think my favorite character still to play now, actually being able to play it with him, yo, Terry is super fun to play with.
He's OP?
He's not as OP as Sephiroth, but because he's so fast and he has a more variety of attacks, he's definitely a fan favorite to play with. I actually, and this is damn near borderline blasphemous for me to even say, but I actually enjoy playing with Terry more than I do with Ryu or Ken.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. You have to, when you get the character and you play with him and then you go back to playing with Ryu or Ken, you'll see the reason why. Because for Smash Brothers, it is like, there's so much more you can do with Terry.
I dig it.
But yeah, so I was playing Smash Brothers, and then one of my gifts that I received from you and our good sister Jess was, you guys got me, what is the name of the game now? I can't even think of it.
Fuser?
Fuser. So the day that I downloaded the game and I downloaded the pack, I probably played for like a good 4 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
Just customizing my character, playing, getting the game, like getting a feel for everything. I still haven't finished it. And honestly, I think this is going to be more of a relaxing game for me.
Right.
Just when I need to unwind and I just want to chill out.
Of course.
This is going to be that game. But other than that, I haven't been doing much. Focusing on school, trying to get my schoolwork done, got a midterm coming up next week. God, it sounds so weird saying it, but yeah. Other than that, I've just been really, really on my tech grind. Like, I've been looking for like new little gadgets and things to kind of keep to, I want to say like accessorize or like, what is the word I'm looking for? I'm getting tongue tied today. I guess to enhance my computer experience. So I've been a lot on Amazon looking around, looking for like portable monitors and foldable, computer desks, just to kind of like make it as space saving and as portable as possible.
I dig it. I
found a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
I did find a nice portable desk.
Nice.
Portable one that's two layer. And then I found out that there are indeed portable monitors that you can get for your laptops, which I am now currently in the running of trying to get.
You do your thing, brother. You do your thing. That's the lavishness in you. I hear it. And you know what? Again, kudos to you, brother. You know what? Because education is important. We here at Big Heck and Wade support education 110%. You doing your thing, brother. I salute you for it. Again, I'm gonna be furthering my education online once, you know, things work themselves out a little bit better. And I will be going back, and I'll be doing things to not only, I'm gonna take a phrase from a wise person, the other person on the side of this recording with me, and further myself, better myself, so I can put out a better world down the line, you know? That's what I'm gonna do. Sidebar, because we're getting sidetracked a little bit. Let's just wrap up the pickups, and then we'll go into the news. We'll talk about some things, and we'll wrap it up, because we love having fun here, but we don't want to run a marathon. We got to get stuff done. We got some busy stuff coming up on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, which we are a part of. Shout out to the Fourth Wall Pop Network. We would like to hashtag make it pop. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms. I did that in one breath, one take. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so. In terms of pickups, just to wrap it up, to close it out, I picked up the beautiful, beautiful, lavish Ringside Collectibles, her best figure to date, honestly, to date, Sasha Banks figure. And Big Heck has seen in person. It legit is her best figure ever because, she hasn't gotten a good figure. Like, the gears have been on point. But as far as it goes with
the face molds, and I don't understand that. I don't understand how they weren't able to get a proper face mold on her other figures.
Mm-hmm.
When
she's been with the company so long, and you scan her for everything, like even her video game models don't look right. So exactly. I don't expect them to do this right. So finally, we got a good, decent one. Hopefully, these figures change and we get better face scans, because there are a lot of female superstars I am not very happy with how their first figure came out or how it looks. Like I wasn't happy with Mia Yim's. Dakota's looks okay. I'm all right with it. It looks all right. Tegan's is kind of funny to me. I don't like the way it looks, like the face.
It's just weird looking.
I'm still going to get them because I'm a fan of them. And I am waiting for them to announce the Candace figure. It's done already. We saw the prototype for San Diego. I just want to see when it's up for pre-order and when it's coming out.
Word.
And
hopefully they do that skin better.
Because it looks good. It looks pretty good from what I saw. It's her debut gear when she wrestled Io Shirai. By the way, the best wrestling figure, hands down, of 2020. Io Shirai's figure is fire.
Now, I'm not trying to throw shade, and I'm not trying to bash WWE. I just find it weird, or I find it awkward, how you've been in the game of creating figures, you've partnered up with companies, you've done all of this work, right? You've done your due diligence, right? Mm-hmm. Yet, for certain wrestlers, you can't get a proper face scan. But then, yet, AEW, on the first hit, on the first swing at bat, bro, they come out with their figures and the face scans are on point.
It, you know, the thing is, not all of AEW's figures are on point. I'm in the minority with this, man. Like, a lot of their figures aren't dope to me.
Maybe not all of the figures, but the face scans are of better quality to me, in my opinion. I felt like the Kenny Omega figure was amazing.
Of course.
The Cody Rhodes figure was on point. Brandy's figure was excellent.
Mm-hmm. The first wave was good. I honestly was not a fan of the second wave. Like, some of the figures looked a little off to me. The only ones that I would get out of the second wave, if it's available, which I believe they are, they're starting to hit retail, even though they've been on pre-order for like months, is the Lucha Bros. But actually, if you really want to see some dope Lucha Bros figures, the ones I picked up from, I forget the
AAA.
The AAA figures, exactly. Those, hands down.
Those are highly detailed.
Those are very detailed. I love those figures. And I feel
those are amazing.
Those are just sick figures, bro. What other figures did I get? Oh, wait. The Rhea Ripley Elite is on the way. I know it was just confirmed to me through email like a few hours ago that it's on the way. So I will have
the Rhea. You got your basic, too. The basic came in.
The basic did come in. You know what? The basic doesn't look terrible. It's not, you know, it's a little off, but I feel the Elite, mm-hmm. which when I get it, believe me, I'm going to have Jess from the Scream Queens, who is a huge Rhea Ripley fan. We'll talk about Rhea Ripley a little bit because I want to touch on some wrestling. I feel we don't talk about wrestling that much.
Only because we haven't had really much to announce.
Exactly. So, let's sidebar for a little bit. The pickups are done. Heck.
Ooh, actually, surprise. I do have one pickup.
You do have one pickup? What's your pickup, bro?
So, for all you Marvel fans out there, I was gifted an Amazon gift card. So I have been dying to try to get my hands on these replica frames. And I found a company that didn't charge an arm and a leg, and I was able to order them, and hopefully I can get down to the eyeglass place and see if they can turn them into prescriptions. But I was able to get my hands on replica Edith frames from Avengers Infinity War and from Far From Home.
You got the Edith frames?
Yes. I got both sets.
I'm jealous. I got
Tony's. I got Tony's Edith frames that were in the beginning of Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got Peter's version of the Edith frames in Far From Home. So I don't know if you noticed the difference between the two sets of frames. But Tony's set has like a slight dark tint,
right,
to his lens, where the ones that Peter got have a bluish tint.
Yeah, they do. That's what the difference between them.
Right. So I got both of them for under $25 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered them. So yeah. I'm going to see if I can get them. If I can just get the lenses popped out and put in with some prescription lenses.
Agreed. I am jealous of those. We may have to talk about where you got those, and I may have to get some new frames. I owe it to myself to get some luxurious frames. And I think the Edith glasses from Spider-Man Far From Home, as I'm getting a dirty look very lavish. So I would love
to. Yo, and I'm talking about glasses. Even keeping the blue tint.
Keeping the blue tint is just, it just makes me look sexy, and I'm already sexy. It just enhances the sexy. And see, with you, your sexiness is just because you big oozy juicy over here. You know what you do, what you do. It's just gonna enhance it, my brother. I get it.
You gotta enhance the chocolate caliente-ness.
You know, it's like Bruno Mars said, you gotta activate your sexy. And why not activate the sexy with these Edith glasses?
Word. We gotta show them that 24-karat magic, bro.
Oh, that 24-karat magic and do while we finesse.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Damn you, Cardi B. But okay, so one of the cool things I wanted to ask you, right, talking about some wrestling a little bit, what have you been watching in wrestling? Because there's a lot going on this week that I will be covering in New Normal, and I want to see what you thought, if there's anything that stood out, one major thing that stood out to you this week in wrestling.
So
good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. And I think I know there's one bad thing you wanted to go off on, but I'll let you pick whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't matter.
So Monday night, obviously Raw was on. Hi, Jess. I see you in the background.
Hex says hi.
Hi, Hex.
Monday night, we were watching, I was watching the final match, which was Drew McIntyre versus Keith Lee, and it was for the championship belt.
Mm-hmm.
Stellar 5-star match. You saw some craziness go on in there. I knew better to get my hopes up that he was going to win the belt on a Monday Night Raw. I have a feeling they're going to save that for a pay-per-view. But how disrespectful was it that right before Drew was about to talk about the match and give his kudos to Keith Lee, you brought out Goldberg during Legends Night?
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand this. I have never understood the whole part-timer coming back to make a statement thing. The only person who it ever made sense was John Cena, and that's because it wasn't when he would come back. He was only there for a month or two. John would come back for a good straight 6 months, and then that was only because he wasn't working on a project. But what? Well, like, I don't understand the significance of you having to have Goldberg challenge Drew. And it doesn't even look like it's for a title opportunity, which, thank God. But why are you having him challenge Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble? That is such a waste of a pay-per-view spot.
I honestly have two sides to this, and I'm going to share this because this episode will be coming out later in the week, so you will already hear my thoughts on New Normal Wrestling, which, again, is part of the Fourth World Pop Network. So you get way two pods all the time, and you know what? It's lavish living, but let's get into it. I am in the majority here. I do not like the fact that you disrespected, one, Drew McIntyre, who just defended the title against Keith Lee, an up-and-coming star on the main roster who had a great run in NXT. You disrespected both of them to have Goldberg trot his old ass out there and then fluster his promo and confuse half the world and say he's not going for the title than he is, and he thinks I'm going to, like, it reminded me, and I made the joke on Twitter, heck, you will know the reference when I get it. It reminded me when Drew was and Goldberg were in the ring. You remember Hot Rod, when Rod had to fight for the respect of his stepfather? That's basically what this match is. It's disrespectful. I'm not a fan of it. And I will go on quote saying, I agree with the promo they cut for Roman Reigns, or they Roman Reigns said a few months ago when it came to him and Drew in the contract signing. And it's true. It's 100% true. Originally, and this is backstage rumors, so you know, I'm just reporting what I hear and giving my thoughts. Originally at the Royal Rumble, it was supposed to be Roman versus Goldberg. Goldberg was going to go to SmackDown and fight Roman. But I guess plans changed after that promo. Roman basically said, and I remember because you brought it up to me, and so has Jess numerous times. Roman basically buried Drew and said, you're the guy who they give stuff to when I don't want to do it, or Roman's too busy, so we'll just give it to Drew. This is basically what you're doing. And I am very scared for Drew going into this, because this could be one of those times where Drew has to drop the fucking title. They did it to The Fiend. What makes Drew any better?
See, the thing that bothers me the most about this whole thing is that it would, and this is what we discussed when it happened. Mm-hmm. If you were having him come out, because technically he is a legend, mm-hmm. if you were having him come out and basically he was just coming out to give him, like, good job, kudos,
mm-hmm. showing him props. His hand.
Yeah. And then just walk away. I wouldn't have been mad at it. But you're now saying, or your whole gimmick and your whole storyline for this thing is that he feels that Drew does not respect the legends. And he basically is trying to, or he's gonna put some respect on the legend's name. At no point in time did Drew ever say that. If anything, Drew has been one of the few who has said he has nothing but respect for the legends. Now, the legends that were in attendance on Monday night, you know, I was okay with them. Minus one. And we don't have to go into detail about who it is. We all know that his, you know, ketchup and mustard yellow wearing ass color self.
Oh, we went past his trash ass beach shop. We found it by mistake.
God.
Yeah.
The only thing that even comes in association when it comes to this ass wipe is, you know, my dad has frequent there often. It's Jimmy Hart's restaurant, because mm-hmm. my father is a Floridian.
Right.
And my father has met Jimmy Hart numerous times, and he says he's awesome. But again, with all of the legends that were in attendance, right? You had Sho, Mark Henry, Molly Holly was there. You had who else? Flair showed up.
Flair was you there. Had a number Booker T.
Booker T, there you go.
Yeah, Booker T and me got issues too. He keeps low-key disrespecting Sasha.
Yeah. But that's, you know what? Fuck him too. But anyway, like I said, you had a number of the legends that were there.
Mm-hmm.
At no point did he show any disrespect, nor did he not acknowledge them. So what was the whole point in that storyline that Goldberg had a trot his ass from halfway in the back of the, you know, of the arena, and then walk his old geriatric ass to the front, get winded when he was halfway down the ramp, get into the ring, fumble his promo, and then basically say Drew doesn't have respect for them. To me, it's pointless.
It's stupid.
It's a wasted spot. Look, if you have certain wrestlers on a Legends deal when they're going to pop up every now and then, cool. I get it. The only ones that I even think who should even remotely be allowed to do it, Cena's one.
Mm.
If Taker is able to do it, then fine. Have Taker come and do it. Because let's face it, that Boneyard match with him and AJ was great.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Taker and The Rock.
And you're forgetting one person, but he has unlimited title shots for some reason. I would rather Brock Lesnar, and I say this as I'm trying not to gag here. I would rather see Brock Lesnar come back and try to take the belt from Drew and then fucking see Goldberg's order. And I'm scared for that match because we know damn well Goldberg isn't the best in ring right now. Like, legit, the last time he had a really solid match was against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania a few years ago. Ever since he's made returns, it's been like, what the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
That and match no with offense, him. That match with him and Braun. What the fuck was that shit?
Dude, I can't even believe you brought up Brock Lesnar. At this point, I'd rather have a prostate exam.
You'd rather have a prostate exam than watch a Brock Lesnar match.
Yep. I'd rather have a straight up colonoscopy.
Oof.
Awake.
Ah, damn, bro.
I can't stomach the guy anymore. I can't watch his matches. His matches are boring as all hell. Okay, let's see what it's gonna be. German over the head German suplex. Over the head German suplex.
Clothesline.
Clothesline. F5. Pick him up. Over the head German suplex. F5. Over the head German suplex. Clothesline. Clothesline.
Armbar.
Punch, 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 punch. Over the head suplex. F5. Pin. Win. It...
Brock don't get paid by the hour.
I don't know why the fuck they pay him anyway. And you know what? I'm so glad that you have Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns. It is like the perfect pairing at this point.
Oh, I love Paul and Roman together, even though, you know, Pouty, aka Pouty Roman.
Look, don't be disrespecting the head of the table,
bro. I didn't call him Pouty Roman. Jess has. She said she hates that he pouts all the time. It looks like he's not pouting.
He's not pouting. Listen.
Hold on a second.
Something.
Hold on a second. We have a special guest. Hold on. I'm going to take... We don't edit here, so... you have something you want to say?
Roman Reigns. He has become a pouty little bitch. He can't fight his own battles. He makes Jay do everything for him because he's either too lazy or he just doesn't give a fuck enough and he just thinks everything needs to be handed to him. I get it, he's being a heel, but I'm not impressed by anything he does anymore because he can't do shit without Jay.
That's not true.
What has he done on his own without the help of Jay?
What has he done on his own? He's been the head of the table on his own.
In this storyline.
Oh, he's beaten KO on his own.
No, he didn't.
Not right now. Jay has interfered in every step of the way right now in this story.
Every match, Jay has interfered in one way or another.
Any major pay-per-view match that he's had since he's done this turn, he's won on his own.
No, not the TLC match. He cheated.
And how did he win Hell in a Cell? He had to use Jimmy against Jay. He can't do it on his own. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion. I'm bored. The funniest thing he did was the Drew table thing. The
promo with Drew. Yeah,
you do the shit I don't like. You do the shit I don't want to do. That's the best thing he's done. I'm just not a fan of this pouty Roman. I think he's stronger than this. That's it.
I don't know. I kind of like this. I'm enjoying this, like, holier than thou. Like, I am God's gift to the Samoan family.
No one's better than
Roman.
Me,
like, no one is better.
I dig it. I'm with it to an extent. I just want to see long term who is going to be the one to try to dethrone him.
I really want them to do the Rock and Roman Reigns storyline.
But would the Rock wrestle? And let's just be real here. It's going to be Quarantine Mania Part 2. Do you really think the Rock would wrestle in a quarantine? Well, you know what? You pay him enough, he might.
At this point, you have to look at it like this. The Rock would do it only because, number one, The Rock has and always will be a company guy.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, The Rock ain't hard up for money.
He really isn't.
Whatever they're going to pay him in the deal, he'll take the payment. And if it's to further the career of his family members, he's going to do that.
You know damn well he ain't lose it. He's going to lose to... would he lose to Roman, though?
Why would he? You got to look at it this way. what does he have to gain from winning the match? He's not coming back.
Yeah.
He's not going to come back long enough to defend it. He has way too many projects that he's currently doing.
Yep. Black Adam, all those. Yeah, he's got a ton of projects.
Right. That's number one. And then number two, when it comes down to the family, he would do anything and everything. He didn't have to put Roman in Hobbs and Shaw. He wanted to put him in.
Agreed.
To start getting him to start branching out.
Because Roman has these Hollywood looks, and we know he could be the next big star or big WWE star to transfer over into the Hollywood.
The crazy thing is he's going to get typecasted like hell.
With what personality? What person? I'm not arguing this. All right.
Hold on. In defense of this,
yes,
Rock in the beginning had a very...
Hold on.
The Rock's acting chops was very low.
Heck, let's do proper introductions. We thought this was going to be a two-person show today, guys. As crazy as it is, and we said this before when you weren't in the room, we were going to do a three-person booth at some point. I would like to welcome our special guest from the Scream Queens, Jess. Jess, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
So
playing some Fall Guys.
So yes, she plays Fall Guys in the background because we don't edit shit here. We don't. It must be nice. We don't give a shit. You two are having a debate about The Rock.
It's not a debate.
Okay, a healthy discussion.
Hex opinion. I value it because he's been watching wrestling a lot longer than me. He's watched a lot more movies than me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the action world. I'm not an action fan.
Yes.
So.
That is true. You're not a big action fan.
Hi, I'm here.
She will be chiming in with comments every now and then, and we respect that here because she's basically like our third person on the Big Heck and Wade show. We might have to change up the logo and like put her in the corner somewhere. Somewhere.
Can I be like Baby Yoda on your back? Mm-hmm. Or like not Baby Yoda, Yoda. You're Anakin and I am Yoda. Just like on your back.
Luke.
That's what I meant. It's late, okay? And I recorded a podcast earlier.
I know you did.
Just three pods. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He heard my rambling about how long it was taking. I know the feeling now.
Look, Adria Gen shows are long, man.
You gotta understand, Beetlejuice is a highly sought after commodity at this point.
I'm telling you, man. Everywhere. Lately, I've been telling her, like, you are a star out here in the podcast community, and she's a healthy voice. I say it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the most healthiest voices we have in the podcast community, and we love and support anything and everything she does with all the podcasts she's been doing lately. She's even come into our podcast and killed it.
Then
I did New Normal Wrestling,
and
also exclusively on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, Megan Pop.
And I've heard all the episodes.
Yes, have you heard the New Normal episode where Jess came in and rebooked the women's division?
I heard the New Normal Wrestling one. I heard our show. Mm-hmm. I heard the special she did for us. Mm-hmm. I also listened to several Scream Queen episodes, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
I'm everywhere.
I thoroughly enjoyed the Gremlins one.
Oh, I'm glad. I love it. That was my personal favorite.
And I'm trying to remember which one. I kept going nonstop and I was constantly commenting in our Midnight Society group chat.
It was the Jack Frost
episode.
Yes. Holy hell.
Which is here on the Fourth Wall Pop Network.
That was so great.
In the 12 days of Christmas.
Yep. Your check is in the mail, Heck. Thank you for the kind words. Well, I mean, if you listen to this week's episode of the Scream Queens, you guys were our promo corner.
I heard.
You guys are special.
Yes. Somebody told me because they were eavesdropping while you were recording.
I wasn't eavesdropping. I heard the episode. I listened to the episode, mm-hmm. which is available on all podcast streaming platforms.
Yes, and we have a new logo.
And they have a new logo.
Big Heck and Wade.
Yes, back to Big Heck and Wade.
Thank you for the screenplay corner.
Jeez, man. Shout out to Cece as well, because she's the other half of one of the best podcasts out there, the Scream Queen.
Word. I got to get on there with her and Teddy and play some Among Us.
Yes, you do.
Considering I have it on my new laptop. But
we have to add to the Discord group and stuff like that. We'll talk off air about that. You know, we don't give away too many secrets up in here. You know what I mean? We
got to keep something to the got to keep it close to the chest a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit close to the chest as I wear my last got a young Spider-Man t-shirt.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, and I'm reserving my Wreck Everything and Leave shirt for tomorrow.
You're reserving your Wreck Everyone and Leave shirt?
For tomorrow, because it is Friday.
It is Friday, and you know what that means.
Yep. Back to the whole thing with Roman. Roman would do well in Hollywood. He would get typecasted based on his looks, and I feel like they would throw him in the whole like Jason Momoa typecast realm.
Magic Mike 3.
Do we really need that though? Like, didn't y'all get it?
How well would that sell if Roman Reigns was one of the strippers?
You had what was his name?
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, you had him in 1 and 2. Like, wasn't that enough?
Yeah. Oh, my man, Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there, and
even Kevin Nash's tall, goofy ass was in it.
Fucking Channing Tatum was there. Fucking, I'll never forgive them for casting him as Gambit. Oh, I can do the Creole accent.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, okay. So, as you know, Des and I'm introducing her into the superhero world a little bit more slowly, and she loves Gambit and Rogue. Okay, so to include you in the conversation once again, there was going to be a Gambit solo film. Yes, a Gambit solo film explaining what you've seen on X-Men 92 because you've watched the show.
Yeah.
And you know his backstory because you watched that episode. Right. They're going to do a complete episode, a movie about that.
They were. And Channing Tatum was going to
Tatum was cast as Gambit.
I hate that. Was he going to have the ponytail?
Yes. There was a whole Fox.
Important questions.
Yes. There was a whole Fox panel, and he was there in a Gambit t-shirt, and he was basically telling everybody not to worry about it because when Fox had the rights.
Gotcha.
He basically went on there and was telling everybody, and see, Heck was adamant about this. I was like, oh, maybe give him a shot. Now I'm thinking about it, like, hell no. That he was very adamant about, oh, I can play Gambit. I can do the Creole accent and all that, and blah, 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 blah.
Just because you like a character doesn't mean you can play the character.
He said, I could speak. He said, I used to speak Creole all the time and all that and blah, blah, blah.
No, the fuck he didn't.
Yeah, no,
for he didn't.
Footage is in the footage. You know what? Let's be real. The last time, and this is just us having fun, this is going to be one of those random ass shows. The last time a person was truly dedicated to a craft is the people who played Spider-Man. And I'm not talking about Toby. I'm talking about Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland. Those two are the most dedicated to playing Spider-Man I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And as much crap as Andrew Garfield gets for Amazing Spider-Man, I loved both films.
The only issue I had with the film was I didn't like Electro.
Jamie Foxx kind of.
Didn't like the way his character looked. That was the only issue I had with the film.
You mean it before he became Electro or after?
Both.
In Times Square, that whole scene was great. Love that shit. And then when he faced them in the end and they did the whole dun dun, dun with the chords.
Right. And dude, no offense. The whole Henry Osborne.
Oh, the bootleg Harry Osborne. Oh, where he looked like Billy Idol.
I wasn't even going to go that far. I was going to say he looked like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
He looked like a cracked out Billy Idol.
He looked terrible.
He looked bad. You know what? But, you know, let's talk about Spider-Man a little bit and what we have surrounding that movie right now. it's already been reported that, and it's kind of weird now because I don't know where she stands or how this is going to play out. How dare you? See? Okay, hold on. Sidebar. That's not true. We will not slander me here on the podcast. Someone decided to put out a tweet.
Wade's favorite movies are Spider-Man 3,
bullshit,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, and Rocky 5.
What the fuck is Rocky
5? And Street Fighter's favorite.
Listen, woman.
And you from the show.
You're in my house.
You know what? I will not accept such slander befuddling my name.
Blasphemy.
The blasphemous connotations that you have associated my good name to that terrible garbage ass film.
Wade wouldn't stop talking about the third Ninja Turtles and how much he liked it.
Jess's favorite movie is Jason Takes Manhattan, but we're not going there.
Shut the fuck up. That's a lie.
She loves Jason Takes Manhattan.
Jason Takes Manhattan had some really good comical points to it.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be funny.
That's her favorite Friday.
Way better than Jason X.
That's her second favorite. She loves that movie. I don't care what nobody.
Jason lives, man.
Jason lives, bro.
Jason Lives is my favorite.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Because it's like Frankenstein.
Yep. She got all that.
Yeah. Rod right through the chest.
We're deviating again. This is fun. This is because you're here. Because it's fun. It's one of those fun-filled episodes. Can't keep track of shit. So
it's fine.
Okay. So
it's just a random episode.
Yes, this is gonna be it's a multiverse episode. One of those bizarro type episodes. So
word.
Come to find out, I don't know if you know, but Emma Stone's pregnant.
Like for real?
Wow.
For real. I'm not on this episode now. I am. Yeah.
For real, for real.
Is it a spider baby?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. She's legit prego. So I don't know, because the rumors are, and it's been circulating heavy. We got the one about Alfred Molina coming back as Doc Ock. Knew that was happening. Jamie Foxx was already announced as Electro. We knew that was happening. No. But he's not going to be Electro from Amazing Spider. I don't know how the fuck that's going to work. They said he's
like, I don't want him in a goofy ass like lightning style mask and green and yellow.
I'd rather have him as he was in Amazing Spider-Man 2. Fuck that.
I just don't want him like looking like a rip-off Dr. Manhattan.
His suit was fine. At least he wasn't naked.
Yeah, at least when you get a face full of 6-inch thong in her face.
Yeah, true. Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. I'll show you.
Is that a blue guy?
Yes, just huge.
I've seen pictures.
Everywhere.
Straight cock and balls in it.
No one could stop talking about his dick.
Yeah, it's just it's very prominent. So
why are we talking about this?
Yes, yeah, it just shifted. We talked from Spider-Man and went right into Dr. Manhattan's penis. So okay, so Emma Stone is pregnant, so that kind of changes things a little bit for me and makes me go, how is she going to be in the movie? Because the big rumor is going around, this is going to be a Spider-Verse film, and it's going to cover the gauntlet of what happens. And it's also been announced that Doctor Strange, the events that happened in Doctor Strange and the, what did he call it? The multiverse?
The Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah, something like that. And I forget the title, it escapes me. I'm not going to look it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
In Doctor Strange 2, whatever happens in that movie plays a huge effect down the road. Huge effect down the road. So,
okay, I can see that happening.
And we're going to see maybe Andrew Garfield as well as Tobey Maguire stepping into their roles again as Peter Parker from their universes to help Tom Holland's Spider-Man in his universe, because the way Far From Home ended. So,
okay.
We'll see how that
again goes. My whole thing with the Peters, right?
Right, the Peters.
Tobey Maguire was a great Peter Parker, decent Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man, decent Peter Parker. Tobey Maguire is the only one who has been able to lock down
Andrew Garfield. Both. I mean, not Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland was the only one to lock down both.
Mm-hmm.
we're gonna do this whole multiverse thing. Awesome. I have no issues with it. I would want to see Miles come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have a multiverse Spider-Man movie and not bring in Miles. And do me the favor, please. Don't have him come in with that bullshit-ass nickname. Don't have him come in as Kid Arachnid. Like, don't do that shit to me.
Please. Nah, hell no. But then there's rumors.
Spider-Man. Like, he's fucking Spider-Man.
There's two rumors that I'm, like, hearing a lot about involving Miles. They said they may go with an older Miles Morales. Like, a full-grown adult. Like, old man.
Uh-huh.
Like, how it was in the end. I don't know if you read it. It was, like, a one-shot where Miles is an old man and he dies at the end of the book, but he's old man, but he's that universe's Spider-Man because Peter had passed a long time ago.
Okay.
And the rumored name that they have is what's his name? He was in Breaking Bad. And he was in The Mandalorian. He played the bad guy.
Giancarlo, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
There's rumors he might be either adult old man Miles Morales or Norman Osborn.
I can see the Norman Osborn play. Just based on the characters or the roles that Giancarlo has played before. I don't want him as old man Miles. Like, that shit is just, that's craziness to me. Like, you shouldn't be doing that yet. Yeah. If you're gonna do a multiverse thing, you gotta play all facets to it, man. Like, we need Spider-Gwen. You gotta bring in Miles. I mean, hell, you could even play around and bring in Silk.
But they, oh my God, because they did announce she's getting a show. They did
right.
That. So you could, man, this movie might be my favorite MCU movie. And you know, I enjoy the MCU, but it's not my favorite. I enjoy the MCU for what it is. And a specific character is the only reason I stay with it. Because I want to see what happens to him and how his universe plays out. And that's
true. I mean, I've enjoyed the MCU for a numerous amount of things. I enjoy it a lot more that now Spider-Man is fully part of it. But I want to see them, if they're going to do this multiverse scenario, I want to see them do this the right way.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
But you have...
And I'm still waiting for a Spider-Verse animated film part two.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I want to see what they do with that, because now you have that movie coming out in 2022. What are you going to do with that? And you know,
Silk better be in it.
Silk should be in it, but we already know Spider-Man 2099 is confirmed. And then I found out who's doing the voice for him, and I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, who's doing the voice for 2099?
Yo, you didn't figure it out because fucking Pedro Pascal spoiled it, because you know.
It's him?
No, it's not. It's not Pedro. Guess who it is?
Oh.
It's fucking Oscar Isaac.
Oh, man. That is so awesome.
I'm like, yo, for real? Like, Oscar Isaac is doing mad shit. And the thing is, he even, if you go through the credits of the movie, it doesn't show him. It just says, I forgot what they said he was called. Like, some person. They didn't say who it was. He didn't even want credit for it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but Oscar Isaac will be playing Miguel O'Hara in Spider-Man 2022.
Spider-Man 2099 is already confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so then, no offense, you kind of have to bring in, you're going to have to do it this way. 2099, Spider-Punk. I want to see Silk.
I want to see Spider-Man UK.
Is that different from Spider-Punk?
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Plus, Spider-Punk is,
then,
which people tend to forget.
So then Spider-Man UK, and then dude, not for nothing, I want to see that assassin. The assassin version of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him either. Like the dark.
I want to see something kind of dark. Not for nothing, after reading that storyline about him, it got me really interested in that storyline.
Mm-hmm. Also, and the suit is dope.
Oh, Spider-Ham's got to come back.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I hope John Mulaney is okay and he gets himself together because, you know, he checked himself into rehab for things. So I hope he's okay by the time.
Well, at least he did that.
At least he did that and he's going through the right steps. And I hope he's able to be Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Part 2. So that's definitely going to be one of the movies I'm excited for in 2022. Because it's crazy, Spider-Man 3 comes out in 2021 in December.
Ooh.
2 days after Christmas.
That's going to be good. Oh, now, being that we're in the Marvel realm and we're in the Spider-Verse, we're in the Spider-Universe.
Right.
Have we gotten any news on the latest or on the new Venom movie? Because I saw that there were some circulations, there were some things going in circulation, there were some news bits, but nothing that was ever concrete other than Woody Harrelson locking down a role as Carnage.
Well, yeah, it's locked down. They've done some filming. I don't know the progression of it so far due to, you know, COVID and everything going on.
Right. I haven't seen any stills or anything like that.
There was one photo of him. One. Other than that, I haven't seen anything like them mention anything. Tom Hardy's been really silent after his cryptic post about him eating Tom Holland, like the graphic of Venom eating Spider-Man from the MCU, which he then took down. Andy Serkis is doing that movie, so then you know damn well he's busy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a ton of shit going on.
Yeah, so I think, what was it? The leaked photo that came out, it was Carnage's hand, right?
No, it was Woody Harrelson as Cletus.
Nothing in the suit, though.
Nothing in the suit.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm trying to look this up to see if there's anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there looks like there may be some stills that have gone out. Nothing clear.
But nothing on point or nothing on the
Yeah, nothing like super locked down, something with any type of like real clarity to it.
Right.
Other than like a couple like off screen shots that I'm seeing.
Right.
A lot of him as Cletus though, like out in the street.
Which I'm cool with, but you know what? We'll see what happens with that movie. But you know what? We're gonna close with the little multiverse talk, if you don't mind, since we're on the subject of multiverses and movies. Okay, so I forgot there was one more pickup I got, and it's related to the article what we are going to talk about. I got a pretty cool gift from Jess's roommate Hunter. And I showed you the picture and you popped for it. So it was a copy of the actual script for Batman 89, signed by the some of the cast and crew. Someone else got a cool script of a Michael Keaton movie that will remain nameless on this show because we don't like talking about that and it's not superhero related. I'm gonna get hit. No, okay. The movie that got him the role for Batman. Because that technically did, right? They're chronologically in order. That movie came first.
Yes, Beetlejuice did come first.
But what's cool about the scripts is that they're actually the second versions of the scripts. So they're not the final ones that were shot. So there's a lot of changes in the scripts.
We didn't open them yet, but we're gonna look at them. Okay, it was Beetlejuice.
Mine.
Yeah, yours was what?
Mine is signed by Winona Ryder, by Michael Keaton, by Gina Davis, by Alec Baldwin, by, I can't think of anybody else, but there's a couple more.
America's mom, everybody's mom.
Oh, Catherine O'Hara, duh.
Yeah, Catherine O'Hara signed it as well.
But yours has Tim Burton on it, mine does not.
Yeah, hers has Tim, mine has Tim Burton, hers doesn't. Yeah, mine is signed by Tim Burton, Billy Dee Williams,
Michael Keaton,
Kim Basinger.
Wow.
Somebody else on there. Jack Nicholson signed it. It's a pretty cool script.
I don't know if they're like reproductions of signatures or if they're real, but
it's a really cool gift. I can't wait to look at it and open it with gloves on because I'm not going to try to damage that thing. But speaking of one of my favorite live action Batmans, as well as everyone in this recording, Michael Keaton has been announced to be tied to the new Flash film. Now, there is a huge debate going on social media, which was then cleared up later on.
Mm-hmm.
God, this Batman movie is probably going to be the majority of our conversation. There was a big rumor going on that Michael Keaton would replace Ben Affleck as the DCEU's Batman. I, again, am cool with that. I had many ideas about it. I thought it was going to be like, are you going to de-age him and make him young again so he can do these roles? What's your game plan with him? Right. Then we found out that Ben Affleck is still a part of the movie. And he will be Batman from that universe. So it's going to be a multiverse movie. As you know, The Flash, it will basically play off a Flashpoint paradox to some extent. Now, there are some downsides to this before we get into the Batman talk, because that's going to be the meat of the conversation. Ray Fisher, who has adamantly voiced his opinion of the terrible things that went on during the filmings of Justice League, with Josh reading the reshoots, I'm sorry, not the actual film he did with Zack Snyder, which is coming out to HBO Max, not in May, but in March. Yes, so excited for that. He will not be part of the Flash movie as slated originally. He will not be recast as well, and he will just not be part of the film at all. So they're reworking the script as we speak. I'm a little upset that Cyborg's not a part of it, because Cyborg is a part of the Flashpoint Paradox story. But I understand Ray Fisher's logic behind it. Heck, what do you think?
Again, I'm disappointed as well. I completely understand. I would have been nice to see him in the film. But you know what? It is what it is. I can't be that upset with it, considering everything that he's already had gone through with the reshoot with Josh Whedon, and then now he's doing the extra reshoots with Zack Snyder to finish the film. I think he would have been really good, and it would have been pivotal for him to be in the Flashpoint Paradox film. Purely because, like, that's the whole thing with Cyborg. Like, he's the full techie behind the whole group. Like, you know, Bruce funds, you know, he's the money, he's the bank for the Justice League. You know, he funds the tower, he funds all of the tech and everything else. But Cyborg is like the true blue nerd behind the scenes, like, in the sense of he's the one who actually is able to use all of that new tech, and he's able to adapt to it because of, you know, who he is, and it's possible and it's capable because of he's able to adapt and he's able to transform into his, you know, system wise, and he's able to use all of the system information. I really would have liked to see him get back into that role, and it would have been great for him in the Paradox film.
You've seen the movie. You've seen the animated movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was, Cyborg was dope in that. Like, I felt he killed it. And he was basically the Superman of that universe, that twisted multiverse that we got. I understand it. I respect it. I completely understand why he's done it. And he has gone on record saying he will not do another DC film as far as it goes. Because the higher ups, too, he had issues with them, too, how they didn't correct the issue right off the bat.
And that was the whole thing I was just saying, like, seeing Cyborg in the film would have been great, and I felt like it was a pivotal piece because, you know, to get Flash, like, to be able to, you know, jump through the paradox and, you know, the treadmill and anything that has to deal with any type of the tech, that's what Cyborg's real job is, you know, amongst the group. Like, you know, like I was, like I literally just said, Batman's the bank for the Justice League, okay?
Of course.
He's the one who he funds the tower. He's, you know, he puts all of the money behind it. You know, Cyborg is the one who takes advantage, and because he is Cyborg, he's able to use any of the tech that is provided to him. So I felt like he would have been pivotal to the movie. But then again, you cannot fault Ray Fisher for feeling the way he does.
You really can't. Absolutely not. But you know what? The best of him in his future endeavors. I hope he has a very successful career because he is a really good actor.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Somebody who, and he's a Jersey boy. I found that out because one of my good friends actually went to high school with him and has known him for years. And she said he's always been that type where he will speak his mind about things or injustices that bother him. So to hear this now, it just adds all up and it totally makes sense. I hope there's some way this can be amicably resolved. Hopefully he will come back down the road because there are so many plans within the DC universe, not only in the movies, but on HBO Max, it's going to be nuts.
It sucks that he doesn't want to do anything associated with DC anymore because I felt like Cyborg would have been an awesome transition into Titans. What's going on there, Giggles?
I'm sorry.
Jeez. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
We ain't editing shit. We said it again. I'm just so used That's going to be the name of the episode. We don't edit shit.
I can't see you guys just talking about this stuff in real life that I forgot you were recording.
That's because on this show, we talk how we normally talk.
We do.
That's the best part of Big Heck Away.
Yes, we talk how we want.
We don't run no scripts.
You know, yeah, we don't write scripts. We don't follow no fucking guidelines. We just say
format every time.
Every time. Only time I keep it formulaic is or in a format is when I'm doing my other podcasts, by the way, which are part of the Fourth Wall Pop Network. Hashtag make it pop. Way two pods in the building. But seriously. Seriously. Yeah, you're just four pods. killing me right now. The Batman thing is cool. I am very fine with this. Also, guys, can we please stop talking about Robert Pattinson and let him do his own thing? It's been confirmed. That movie is its own universe. Does not have anything to do with Snyder's verse or whatever the DC universe we have before that. That is a complete, that's, you know what? Let's call it what it is. It's an Elseworld story. It's another universe. It's a
Black Label book.
It's a Black Label book. And they are Matt Reeves, and I love him for this. This is how you know he's got a chip on his shoulder and a G with it. He said, I'm not bringing fucking Joker in for nothing. So that shit ain't happening at all. He's like, I'm gonna focus on other villains. He said, fuck that. Everybody, I'm gonna call it what it is. I like Joker as a character, not a huge fan. I honestly think that is everyone's go-to card when it comes to movies, Batman movies. Like, he's the first fucking thing you pull out of your ass instead of focusing on other villains that Batman has. You know what the thing is? Joker's not even my favorite Batman villain. You know who is?
Two-Face.
Two-Face is one of the best Batman villains ever. And you know why? Because it is one of Batman's greatest faults. He's gone on record, and you know exactly where I'm going with this. The animated series two-parter.
Yeah.
His biggest regret is having his best friend, Harvey Dent, become one of his worst enemies.
Yep.
And he has to live with that for the rest of his life.
And as much as I love Two-Face, he's not even my favorite.
Who's your favorite villain? I've never asked you this. Who's your favorite Batman villain?
It's Ra's.
Really? Why is Ra's your favorite?
Because Ra's was one of his teachers.
The teacher pupil story. Okay.
Yep. I've always had it's always been like a favorite spot for me. Mm-hmm. Whenever the student has to take on the teacher and then the student becomes the teacher. Because if you think about it, look at the storyline and look at the parallels to it.
Liam Neeson was. I love Liam Neeson.
First of all, listen, goddammit.
What?
We're gonna put some respect on my man's name, Sir Liam Neeson. Okay.
Sir Liam Neeson.
Let's get this straight.
Yes, he is a sir. Actually,
you become a sir. What does sir mean?
He was knighted.
Oh, okay, that's what that means. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds
Sir Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Sir.
Played an amazing Ra's al Ghul in the Nolanverse, but. My whole thing with Ra's as a whole is that he never wanted to kill Batman. He wanted him to take over for him.
Right.
He wanted him to become the new leader for the League of Shadows. He did. That was number one. Number two, he loved him so much, he was like, hey, I don't mind you hooking up with my daughter. It actually makes perfect sense because if you take over, you two can run the League of Shadows together. Now, do I condone Talia al Ghul sitting here and somewhat rhyming with grape to Batman? Did. And
see, that's the thing. It rhymes with like, it rhymes with that. Yeah, you know what? But then they said that she found a way to get his juices, the bat juices, to make Damien, which I found disrespect. Okay.
I zoned out for a second.
Okay, hold on really quick. You ever seen Tattoo?
No.
Damn it, I can't use the Tom Brady reference.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Except all right. Horror. So remember Damien, I told you, Batman's son? No. The young Robin?
Yes.
All right, so Talia al Ghul is Ra's al Ghul's daughter, and she has a thing for Batman. Batman has many love interests. But what happened was she allegedly, I don't know how she did it, I have to read the comic again, was able to get some of Batman's juices and make a clone of, make a version of him with her. Like he took...
She took his juices and she artificially inseminated herself to be pregnant and give birth to Damien.
Yes. So
I hate that.
But he loves Damien. Damien.
No, I don't care. Yeah, that's
weird.
Great.
That's weird.
I hate that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, too. She stole the seed.
Yes, yeah, she stole that, it.
I hate what. All right, resume your episode, please.
So we one of my issues with that was, now that it's just that's one of my major issues with Damien's birth, how he was put there. And then he was sent, like, you know what the thing that pissed me off about Talia? After she had him, she trained him, right? And sent him back to his father, like, hey, here you go. Here's your kid that I stole your stuff and didn't tell you about for 8 years. Here you go. He's yours now. And then she basically sent him there to kill Bruce. And come to find out, he ended up staying with Bruce and loves Bruce like he's his dad. Like, you know, that's his actual dad. Like, he loves him.
I was like, isn't that his dad?
That is his dad. He loves him and somewhat respects him now. It took him a while. And Bruce had to get him out of the whole killing people thing. Because Damien was trained in League of Assassins. Basically, when you had an issue, you killed whoever was in your way. And that's what Damien did. But then, you know, Bruce got him out of it. Damien developed a soft spot. And that's kind of where why I like him. He was a prick in the beginning. If I let you see some of the earlier stuff with Damian in the animated films, you would have been like, ugh.
Oh my God, Damian and Son of Batman, he was a fucking asshole.
Little prick.
I was like, you little shit.
He's like, you little shit. Yeah, he's cool now.
Don't you dare talk to Alfred like that.
Yeah,
I'll smack the shit at you.
You're cool now. Like, and I love that he really grew to love Alfred.
Word, like when Alfred was making his sandwiches, I was like, motherfucker, you better sit there and eat that cucumber sandwich and you're gonna like it too.
Word, he would always eat the cucumber sandwiches, but Alfred, I heard that was one of Alfred's. How does a dude who's in the MI6 make good ass sandwiches like that?
Listen, after being in the military and you having to eat, you know, MREs for like the time period that you're there, when you get back home, you start becoming a culinary chef. If you can make shit taste good, you can make anything taste good at that point.
You're right. But again, talk about Batman and we can go on for hours. Let's get into the whole thing here. All right. Robert Pattinson is Batman in a completely different universe. It is a Elseworlds story. That is fine. That is great. That is one of the things I am fine with. I know you have your issues with Robert not taking it as seriously as he should.
And I take it as a sign of disrespect, honestly.
He's locked down for 3 movies, so we'll see how that goes.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's locked down for 3. He's doing a trilogy. I just want to see if they introduce Robin at some point. We've never gotten an accurate movie, Robin. I'm sorry. Yes, CC. Batman and Robin is a terrible fucking movie. I am sorry.
Bat nipples.
She loves that movie. It's one of her favorites. I'm never going to yuck your yum. I think it's a terrible fucking movie.
Fuck you, Schumacher.
You like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
That's a lie.
And Spider-Man 3. I'd like to call back to the last episode of Big Heck and Wade where I was both of your favorite person of 2020.
Oh, you're pulling that card now?
I'd like to call back.
Oh, she is so calling that card.
You're pulling that card quick. You are so lucky. But heck, you know what? I'm going to ask you a few questions on what you think about this. If in the Batman scenario, for the Flash movie, there's rumors going on that Michael Keaton will become the Nick Fury of the DCEU and he will be going through each person's story or whatever involved, like a mentor type role. Do you think this is the send off for Ben Affleck where he gets killed off somehow in the Flash movie?
It could be. And I just think it's because I don't think he has it in him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying it is because, you know, you had BVS and then he technically had a Justice League movie already done.
Mm-hmm.
And then all thanks to fucking Josh Whedon, he basically reshot the same film over and only out of respect for Snyder, he came back for reshoots.
Mm.
At this point, I think he's burnt out. I think he's burnt out from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very demanding role.
It is. Being Batman is super demanding.
I mean, Ben had to eat and eat and eat. And I just don't think that's something that he's comfortable with doing.
Especially at his age.
Right, especially at his age. I mean, you have to look at it from this. You gotta have to look at it from this aspect. Tom Hardy and oh sweet baby Jesus, why can't I think of his name?
Jackman?
Nolanverse.
Oh no, Tom Holland. I'm not Tom Holland.
No, Nolanverse. Christian Bale.
Right.
These two actors are super method actors where they put their bodies through hell and they've already been accustomed to doing that.
Right.
Ben isn't. So it's too much for him, I think. That's why he's just like, you know what? I'm done.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do this. I'll do a couple of films with y'all and find a way to kill me off, as one of the verses. And then you could bring in someone else to take over the role as Batman for another verse.
Right.
And if they choose to do that for the love of that is all pure and holy, and by the gods of Themyscira, do not let it be fucking Robert Pattinson's verse that you decide to use as Batman. With that being said, maybe it is a way for them to segue into a Batman Beyond film with the death of, you know, Ben Affleck's Batman, and because dude, holy hell, why am I having such a massive brain fart?
Michael Keaton?
Thank you. Because Michael Keaton's Batman is going to be that mentor role,
mm-hmm.
maybe we will have old man Batman then mentor a very young, or a young Terry McGinnis, and to segue it.
As much as I would love that, that's going to be fun and interesting. We can only hope and speculate. These are just our thoughts and opinions here when it comes to speaking on a character we both love.
Unfortunately, our thoughts and opinions seem to always be better than what the WB and DC decides to put out. I will go on record saying that you and me have better thought process and have better concepts when it comes to these type of films than the fucking WB does.
Yep, I agree. We have very...
Unless it's the animated films.
Yeah, which I really hope... the only people I trust within the DC universe that seem to handle movies right are Zack Snyder, James Wan,
Patty Jenkins.
So, and you know what? I'm gonna give Andy Muschinelli props. He's going to be writing the Flash movie. He directed it, Chapter 1 and 2, and is handling the script with this. So, I trust him. I feel he's gonna do a great job with it. he could play. Oh man, I forget the actor's name, but who played Pennywise? He could play Reverse Flash.
Skarsgård. Oh,
Skarsgård.
Yeah. There you go.
He could play Reverse Flash, but you know what? We're gonna save fan casting for another episode when we get closer to the Flash and we get a little bit more of an announcement. But heck, it's coming to the end of the show, bro.
Damn it! No, we're not gonna finish this yet.
Okay, all right.
You brought up type casting. And damn you for this. I've gone on record saying this before. I'm going to say it again. You want to give us a proper Robin? You want to give us a good casting for it? Give me Jensen Ackles.
As Red Hood?
No. Bring him in as Robin.
He's too old.
No. Don't give me that. Because if you shave the scruff off, the boy, he looks like he just got out of high school. He's don't give me that shit.
Old. I don't want a Chris O'Donnell situation again. You're killing me.
No, Chris O'Donnell looked old even when he was young. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Look, here's my thing. If you're gonna bring in Robin, or if you're not gonna give us Robin, you're gonna give us a Nightwing. Then if you're gonna do Nightwing, give us Jensen Ackles.
Nightwing's dead in Snyderverse. Wouldn't happen. Remember?
Oh, if Nightwing... Wait.
Dick Grayson got killed. That's the Robin. He confirmed.
Okay. So then forget it.
That's why
Batman, Batman went. So dark. Then we're looking at... So then what Robin would we have? Is it Tim Drake? So we're getting Red Robin? Or are you giving us Damian?
I don't know.
This is the perfect discussion we need to have before we end the show.
Okay.
Which Robin would you want to see brought into the Snyderverse series? Would you want Tim Drake, Red Robin, or would you want Damian?
Barring that Dick Grayson is dead?
Yep. Because barring that Dick Grayson is dead, that automatically eliminates... Help me.
That eliminates Dick Grayson from it.
And Red Hood.
You're going to Jason Todd.
And then eliminate Jason Todd as Robin.
Right.
You eliminate Jason Todd as Robin. So now you're down to the last two Robins. Male Robins.
Tim Drake.
Because we're not doing Nightfall. We're not doing Dark Knight.
Tim Drake. You'd have to go Tim Drake then, just because I feel it would work better. Unless you're going to just, I don't even know if Rach is alive in that universe. So if you can pull that off, maybe.
But see, now here's where I want to throw in, here's where I want to play devil's advocate with you.
Okay.
So in the Snyderverse, if you wanted to, technically, if you wanted to say that Rach was part of it, you could, at that point, have your Jason Todd as Red Hood.
Right.
You can have your Tim Drake as Red Robin. And then you can still pull in a Damian Wayne to play Robin.
Very true. I like your theory.
So you would have three out of the four Robins.
Well, you know what? In these universes, we're just going to have to see what happened, because maybe we don't know what happened to Michael Keaton's Batman. So maybe he went through the whole gauntlet of having Robins and stuff like that, and he aged and got older. So we could see that play out in his universe. Robert Pattinson, again, people are, we discussed our fan cast and our fan theory before. What if he gets Dick Grayson in the end and he has a young Robin? Would be fine with that too, because Batman, when he met Bruce, when he met Dick, was very young. Bruce was like, or like what, like in his fifth year as Batman? Fifth or sixth year?
Yeah, I want to say it's definitely not sooner than fourth.
Right, because
it's no sooner than the fourth. It's most likely fourth or fifth year.
Exactly. So, and you could play it where finally we get a Robin that's at the age he's supposed to be. Because Dick Grayson, right, Robin at what, like 10 years old?
Yeah, Robin wasn't even in high school. He was a preteen, yeah, so it was like 10, 11.
Yep. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm fine with that. We'll see what happens. Again, these are just theories and opinions we have. But I think we should wrap it up, good brother. You know, this is a fun-filled episode again.
Yes.
We would like to give a personal shout out to Jess for being our third co-host for this episode.
Anytime.
Any promotion?
For guest spotting. Come on, Jess, don't be shy. Get up to the mic.
Yeah, get up to the mic. Let us know where you
should. I don't want to go. Scream Queens, anywhere podcasts are played or listened to. Horror and FFM. That's all I got.
Again, we don't edit shit, but can I do it formally for you?
Go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, if you are a huge fan of horror and HHN, which AKA means Halloween Horror Nights, which is a big event that goes on.
It's the biggest Halloween party in the world.
Exactly. There is a podcast that you should be listening to. Again, we repeat, you should be listening to. So if you're done, when you're done listening to us, go over and subscribe to the Scream Queens, available on all podcast streaming platforms. They have a Instagram, which is at the Scream Queens, correct?
At the Scream Queens podcast. Twitter is at Scream Queens 85.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Once again, shout out to the good brother, Big Heck. He has graciously taking a little bit of time while he's had some time off from school to pop on for another episode. Appreciate you, brother, for coming in for this.
Believe it or not, as soon as I was done with class is when I messaged you.
And said you wanted to do an episode. So, yeah.
I think we're going to make this our weekly routine, because I have secured additional sleep time on Fridays.
Nice.
Before going into work.
Okay.
So we can start making this a regular thing now.
Sounds good. Sounds good. There even may be episodes where we're in the same room. Those are classic episodes.
Listen, this is bad when I have free time and you let me browse Amazon. Because I started looking for gaming/podcasting tables.
Don't tell her yet. I want to show her because don't spoil it. We'll talk about that.
Oh no, not the chair. It's the table. Okay. I gotta show you the table too.
Okay.
The table will actually be perfect. But we'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah. Any shout outs you want to give, brother? Because I know we got a few.
Yeah, just a couple shout outs. Shout out as always to the one and only Clever Art, aka Ephren, for working on our beautiful logo that Brother Wade is currently looking as my backdrop. It's what I use for when I'm in school, so I'm constantly promoting the podcast, no matter what.
So,
shout out to you. Shout out to the good brothers over at Fourth Wall. Brother Bones, I know we got to link up. We have a lot to talk about still, because we are trying to grow the Fourth Wall into bigger and better. And as I'm getting my technical prowess up there, I will be using my powers for good, not evil. Because with great power, great responsibilities.
Yes, sir. This is going to be
fun. You like that Spider-Man turn in?
I liked it. It was good.
You know, shout out to my girls, Heel Carm and Boogie Styles and, no, Boogie Gargano and Boo Boo Balor.
Oh my gosh, she's definitely Boo Boo Balor right now.
Yeah, these girls, as much as they drive me crazy, they are what fuels me to keep going. Shout out to you, good brother, for holding it down, man.
They are spirit animals.
Yes.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hold it down for me while I'm gone sometimes, you know, and I know I've been MIA a little bit, but I am getting better at this.
Yeah, but you're
balancing
doing
act
better yourself, so just kudos to you again, sir.
Thank you. Shout out to Jazz for helping, you know, fill in for me.
Yes.
Thank you, hon. Much love.
Shout out to Brickhouse Power Coffee again. I am drinking some right now as we speak.
How did you get your order shipped over to Florida?
I have my ways. Again, if you go to brickhousepowercoffee.com, you can use the 10% discount, Big Heck Way 10. Get that lavish coffee in your cup. Get you some.
Yes, sir.
Again, we are available on all podcast streaming platforms. Fourth Wall Pop Network, hashtag make it pop. I'm Wade. That's Big Heck. Heck, you want to close it out for us?
Sure thing.
All right.
And as always, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to end this episode like we always do with a peace, a salute, and we're out.
Ah, later. That was good.